Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts, or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.
Howdy, folks. I'm Lee Hoffpower for Hoffpower Polaris and the Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwait, Texas. I sure would like to thank everybody for making Hoffpower Polaris' 2011 our best year in business yet. And I've got a feeling that 2012 is going to be even better. Speaking of 2011 and 2012, we've got a few 2011 model Polaris' still on the lot. You bargain hunters need to come snap them up. They won't last long. Now, we have a whole lot and warehouse full of 2012s. Now, on top of Polaris, we also sell New Holland, tractors and equipment, Bush Hog and Rhino, Woods and Agmire equipment, Bad Boy mowers and ATVs, Dixie chopper mowers. Folks, we also sell Big Tex and S&H trailers. And when you go inside the showroom, we've got lots of cool stuff there, too. Yeti coolers, Arctic Ridge coolers. We've got Benchmade knives, Gerber gear, and Outdoor Edge knives. And we've also got Cannon and Winchester gun safes. That's just a list of few. If you're looking for some great deals, come see us today. Hoffpower's Polaris and Outdoor Superstore. Check us out on the web at houtdoor.com. And remember, Hoffpower's has been in Central Texas for over 47 years now. And, folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long if we were steering you wrong.
So I took you out to the dance floor, spun you around till you got dizzy. I couldn't tell if it was the dance or the wine that made you smile up at me. I said, I got a room not far from here. You said, I got a car outside. Well, I took your hand, paid our tabs, and we went for a ride. Yeah, you took me for a ride. Wild kids, wild nights. Gonna get into some trouble.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beautiful Texas. Wild Kids, Wild Nights, the name of that one from David Finley. And the good deal, the pride of Lufkin, Texas, kicking things off for us on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered, of course, by Hoffpower Polaris. I'm Cable Smith. Thanks for letting me ride shotgun with you on this fine Texas morn. Loved or hated, but never ignored. We do it every weekend, so pour yourself another cup of coffee and settle in, because we've got a heck of a show planned for you guys and gals to start. We'll check in with one of our oldest friends when our good buddy and Elite Series pro Kelly Jordan drops in. We'll get into some of Kelly's favorite summertime bass techniques and his favorite baits, as well as how the Elite Series is playing out so far this season. And for all you offshore junkies out there listening today, Kelly is eating up with that, and we might even get into some offshore angling as well. Then a very special treat. One of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters, one who really turned me on to the Texas country music scene about 20 years ago now, the great Pat Green will be here with us to talk some hunting and fishing and a little music, as he's got a new record out. So you won't want to miss that. Then we will round out this morning's show by checking in with Colonel Pete Flores, who, after 27 years as a Texas game warden, including the last seven, as the head of TPWD's Law Enforcement Division. Anyway, Colonel Flores retired this past week, and this is a man who has seen and done it all, folks, and we'll get into some of those stories that he's encountered over the years, as well as reflect on a job well done with one of our state's finest to ever wear the badge. So, should be some pretty good stuff this morning. I know I'm looking forward to it. A couple other things here off the news desk. Don't forget to start sending in those entries for our June Photo of the Month contest, as we're giving away another awesome outdoor prize this month. How about a 90-quart Brute Box cooler from Brute Outdoors? Let me tell you, I've got one of these things. It is the most rugged and reliable cooler on the market, and this bad boy retails for almost $300. So be sure to email me your favorite outdoor photos to cablewaco@yahoo.com. That's cablewaco@yahoo.com. And I don't care what the photo's of, y'all. It could be you with a turkey or a deer, or, you know, it could be a picture of a live animal, a West Texas sunset, your son or daughter with their first fish. You know, it doesn't matter. Just send in what you're proud of to cablewaco@yahoo.com for your chance to win that Brute Box cooler from Brute Outdoors. Also, another reminder here, be sure to like our Facebook page. We only have like 225 likes, and that's pretty pathetic. For a show that airs throughout a lot of Texas, right? I mean, if you're on Facebook, and trust me, I know, I finally got on there kicking and screaming after making fun of everybody who was on Facebook for years. But it is a great way to market. And so anyway, if you're on there, like our page. I post, you know, stuff on there every week. And I also ask for y'all's feedback. If you want to email me your feedback to one of our weekly questions, I'll read your response on the air. So that's something new that we're doing. And then also I post, you know, videos and other important stuff relating to the outdoor community. Like PETA's new video, Silent Scream. This might be their most over-the-top one yet. But it is important to keep your enemies close, and that's why I've got it on there. And they actually compare domestic violence, robbery, gang brutality to filleting a fish. So I'll tell you what, it made me want to fire up the boat and head out to the lake, catch a mess of crappie, and fillet every one of those suckers. But anyway, it's funny. You need to see it. My wife couldn't believe it. She was dumbfounded, and you know, all these years I've been telling her why I hate PETA so much, and I think she finally understands now just how idiotic those folks really are. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by our longtime friend Kelly Jordan. We'll talk big bass techniques, elite series, saltwater angling, who knows what else when Kelly's on the air, but I guarantee you it'll be a good time. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Oh, blackbird, fly away home. Say a prayer over St. John's bones. Tell the gamblers they're gonna die alone. Blackbird, fly away home. Blackbird, come back again. Don't tell mama where I've been.
Concan's River Rim Resort is the gem of the real Texas Hill Country. Located along the pristine Frio River, outdoor enthusiasts enjoy birdwatching, bat flights, and of course, tubing or kayaking the Frio's crystal clear waters. Situated near Garner State Park in northern Uvalde County, River Rim is in the middle of a sportsman's paradise with ranches full of exotics, whitetail, and dove hunting opportunities. River Rim Resort offers cabins and RV sites, as well as a great venue for weddings and corporate retreats. Visit RiverRimResort.com today. That's RiverRimResort.com.
Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spagnuolo from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnuolo. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
2011 Z521 Ranger Boat with a 250 Pro XS Mercury Motor. Falcon rods, lounge electronics, and Lake Fork trophy lures are just a few of the perks you'll enjoy when fishing with Lake Fork fishing guide Heath Hardwick. Customer service is Heath's primary goal. Well, that and putting you on the fish of a lifetime at the legendary Lake Fork, Heath has built his business on integrity. His passion is bass fishing, and he loves sharing a lifetime of knowledge with all of his customers. So call Heath Hardwick at 903-440-2358 or visit him at heathhardwick.com. That's heathhardwick.com.
The new Bobcat utility vehicle is here at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth, and it's hungry. Get ready to work like an animal and love it. Powerful, ultra-comfortable, and sure-footed, this lineup of vehicles delivers legendary Bobcat performance, so you can sink your teeth into a wide range of jobs. With twice the horsepower, 1,850 pounds of payload capacity, and four-wheel independent suspension, you will love it. Stop in at Bobcat of Dallas and Fort Worth to see for yourself.
Newland Real Estate is North Texas' premier acreage property specialist. Their knowledgeable and experienced brokers take pride in working hard to help you buy or sell the perfect horse, cattle, or hunting ranch, investment properties, and rural residences. Even with the current economy, Newland Real Estate closed over $38 million in sales last year. So when you see the Circle Inn, you know it's the name you can trust. You can search all multiple listing services on their website at www.northtexasrealestate.com. That's northtexasrealestate.com. Newland Real Estate, your acreage property specialist.
Cowboys ain't supposed to cry, ain't supposed to tell a lie. Get back up when you fall, even if your back's against the wall. Cowboys walk a straight line, never get left behind.
Wish someone could tell me why the cowboy.
Abel Smith welcoming everybody back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show powered by Hoff Power Polaris. Cowboys Ain't Supposed to Cry is the name of that one. Great tune there from Scotty Thurman. We're about to jump into some bass fishing here with Elite Series Pro Kelly Jordan. But first, I want to remind everybody that the Mesquite Rodeo Gun Show is going on this weekend only at the Mesquite Rodeo Exhibition Center. You can buy, sell, and trade guns, ammo, knives, accessories, and a whole lot more. Admission's only $8. Kids under 12 are free. I'll be out there this afternoon, so come on out and say hi. For more information, check out fwgunshow.com. Well, let's go ahead and talk a little fishing here this morning. Without further delay, it's my pleasure to welcome back an old friend of the show, Elite Series Pro Kelly Jordan. Thanks for dropping in, brother.
Yep, always great to be here.
Well, we certainly enjoy it, and I guess you're probably getting ready for the Elite Series event taking place on Toledo Bend next weekend.
Yeah, trying to get everything ready. You know, we've had a couple weeks a break from the last tournament, getting to Toledo Bend, a much different time of year than we've fished it in the past.
Uh-huh. And, you know, we just had a lot of rain here in Texas over the last month or so, especially this past week. How do you think Toledo Bend will fish next weekend?
Well, you know, Toledo's been really low for a long time, and, you know, like 10 to 13 feet low. It's crazy like that. But anyway, it's recent rain we've had, a month or two ago. It came back up to actually normal pool. Regardless, it's going to be full, pretty close to full, which will probably be at least 10 feet higher than it was when we fished there last year. So it's going to be a lot different lake for a lot of people. Plus, it's, you know, summertime, basically. It's, you know, 1st of June. The fish won't be anywhere near the spawning stage. It'll all be post-spawn to summertime pattern. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Uh-huh. And, you know, much like Toledo Bend, your home lake, Lake Fork, has been low for a couple years now. We were talking to Lake Fork guide Heath Hardwick the other day, and he mentioned for the first time in a couple years, you know, that they're starting to see a good amount of hydrilla, which Toledo Bend is famous for. Is that something that you're going to be targeting?
Yeah, grass is always great. You know, wherever you have it, that's one of the magic ingredients to all these lakes that, you know, just kick out tons and tons of bass, with the notable exception of Falcon. Although I heard it had grass in the past, I couldn't imagine that lake with hydrilla in it. But Toledo Bend has a lot of grass. It's always been one of the great grass lakes in Texas, you know, along with like Sam Rayburn. So I imagine fishing the grass will be a pretty strong player in this upcoming event.
Okay. And Kelly, what baits do you find to be the most successful when targeting those grass lines?
Well, post-spawn or summertime, I mean, you know, fishing around the grass, I mean, there's just things that are traditional, things that work really well, like Texas rig worm and a jig. Cranking around, above, outside of, ticking through over the top of the grass, fishing down the outside walls of grass or the inside lines of grass is with a crankbait that's always deadly. And then, the soft plastic stick baits, the weightless stuff, the wacky worms, that works if you have it shallow enough. I don't think that'll be a big player on Toledo Bend at all, but it might be. And then spinnerbait. You know, and then there's lots of ways to pick them apart with that. And then you always have the topwater thread. If you have the grass close to the surface, there'll probably be some fish that'll be susceptible to a topwater bait at some point during the day. So, it's just, pick your poison. It's just, when I get around grass, I get excited because I know there's some bass in the area. So you just have to figure out what they want right then.
Well, you just about listed every bait on your boat. But if fishing the grass was that easy, we'd all be catching a lot more fish. It seems like it can be a very daunting task for the inexperienced bass fishermen.
Some people shy away from grass because it can be a pain to fish. If you don't have the right bait to really understand how to fish it, or have never maybe fished with somebody that kind of walked you through and showed you how to fish the grass. I used to be that way when I started fishing. I had no idea. It's kind of overwhelming. You see all this grass and you're like, man, how do I get my lure through that? My advice would be, don't run from the grass, flock to the grass, because that's what the bass do. And you need to, learn how to pick one part in that stuff, and it's very rewarding.
So there you go. Fish the grass, catch the bass. It's that simple. Changing it up, though, Kelly, right now you're in 31st place in the Elite Series standings. If the season ended today, would you qualify for next year's Classic?
No, it'll probably be about the same as last year. I imagine it'll take at least 35, maybe even 37 or 38. It just depends on, you know, what happens throughout the year and who double qualifies and who doesn't, who wins events and who doesn't or whatever. But I think right now 31st place is pretty safely in there. But, you know, we're only halfway through with the season, so I really don't, you know, pay attention to that too much. I know I got a lot of work cut out for me. I mean, I guess I could look at it like, hey, man, just do okay and just finish it out, you know, pretty competitive and you'll make the classic. That's not the way I roll on that stuff. You know, I'm gonna try to catch the snot out of it, every one, and, you know, when the dust settles, see where you are. So, I can say I'm, you know, happy to be where I am, kind of, although everyone would like to be leading right now. Uh-huh. I'm doing better than, you know, most of the guys, and not as good as quite a few as well. So, still got a lot of work ahead of me.
Well, we expect you to be up there close to the top at the end of the season. I know, high expectations to live up to, but you know, right now you're 31st. There's 99 guys on the Elite Series, so you're up there in the top one third with plenty of time to climb even higher in those standings. Talk a little bit about, you know, some of the lakes that y'all will be fishing after Toledo Bend.
The next one after that, we go to La Crosse, Wisconsin, and we fish on the Mississippi River. I've never been to that part of the Mississippi River before, but I have fished a lot of rivers in the past, and I've done very well on quite a few rivers in the past. And the last time, I think it was 2 years ago, we were on the Mississippi River, just a little in Iowa, south of there, and I finished second in that event.
Nice.
And, you know, I'd like to pick those apart. I'm looking forward to going there. I can't say I'm going to be super confident because I've never been to those particular pools that we're fishing. And then, of course, the pool on the river is separated by locks. Each lock, like, forms a miniature lake. So there are three pools that we can fish. We're taking out of one pool. I think it's pool 8 up there in Wisconsin on the Mississippi River. And we can go up one lock into pool 7 and go down one lock into pool 9. So that's our tournament waters there. Hmm. It's probably about 60 or 70 miles of river that, you know, if you lock through to a different place, you always are at the mercy of getting stuck in a lock, like when we fished like the Arkansas River last year. Some guys got stuck in the locks. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that one, although it's, you know, never been there. It's uncharted, but I'm looking forward to that one. Then after that, we go to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
That's the mystery lake.
Yeah, and they just revealed that, and it's off limits now. And we've never had a tournament there before. And it's Great Lakes type stuff, except I've looked at it on the map a lot. I've done a lot of homework on it and still have a lot more to do. But I've looked at the maps, trying to figure out where the shoals are and just kind of try to get an idea of how I think it may fish when we get there. It's going to be a smallmouth tournament. You know, there'll be a lot of dragon tubes around. And, you know, that's a tube like we like to flip this if you put a jig head in it and throw it on 8-pound line, fluorocarbon line on a spinner rod, which I'm not a real big fan of doing that. And drop shotting will be big time. You know, typical, that's the way the smallmouth, that's the way they fish. And pretty much that's probably how you're going to have to fish if you want to win.
Uh-huh.
And I know that going in. Now, man, I'm going to have to stick a couple fairy wands in my boat when I head up north. So not really super excited about that. I'm not a big fan of that. Of fishing in 50 feet of water and trying to catch a smallmouth on a drop shot.
Uh-huh.
Just not my favorite.
Right.
And everybody has their own, and I much prefer a more of a, you know, place that's a little more dynamic, and you could make a decision to go fish for largemouth and not have to fish for smallmouth, you know. Uh-huh. I've always called smallmouth novelty bass. People like to catch them because they're fun to catch because they just look different. They're kind of crazy, but when you catch them, I prefer catching largemouth way over smallmouth.
Uh-huh.
And that's just my, you know, that's my what I like. I'm just not a big fan of smallmouth. But it'll still be fun.
No, come on. Fishing for a living is fun? You got to be kidding me.
Absolutely. It's still going to be fun. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate smallmouth bass. I just prefer catching largemouth, and I like to have the option
yep.
to fish for largemouth. But up there, if you're fishing for largemouth, you're chasing shadows, man. You're going to get smacked out of the park by those great big smallmouth they have up there. So, yeah, that'll be pretty cool. But it's also really big water. I'm really glad that I have a Skeeter boat, and I have a Yamaha motor on the back of my boat most dependable stuff I can get, because, man, we might face some big seas up there. But you might have to deal with fishing in 8-foot seas, I mean, which is crazy.
Mm.
And up there on those, it's just like fishing in the Gulf of Mexico. If you have a lot of wind, I mean, you're going to have these huge conditions. And we fished Lake Erie a couple times, as you well know, but there were quite a few people got seasick in those events, if you can believe that, fishing for bass.
Take the Dramamine with you.
Yeah, and I mean...
On a lake, that's crazy.
Well, most people probably never thought that you could get seasick fishing for bass or smallmouth on a lake that's not in the ocean. But, I mean, I saw guys that were just deathly ill, sick, throwing up, puking everywhere. And I'm just going, you have got to be kidding. But I've seen it personally on Lake Erie.
Huh.
And that may happen there as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy fishing. So I'm going to have to buckle down and go catch those big smallmouth. And then we finish up the second to last week of August in New York on Lake Oneida. I really like that place. I've done really well there in the past. I've had a whole bunch of those almost finishes. Almost made the finals, you know, missed the top 10 by losing one fish, you know, finished like 12th or 14th or 15th. I've had a couple big bass up there in a couple of the events, and those were largemouths. But it also was absolutely full of smallmouths, so it's, you know, it's a pick your poison. You know, the guys that like catching those smallmouth, they can go catch those smallmouth, and I hope they do, because I'm going to fish the largemouth. Because if you catch the largemouth, they're bigger. I think it's just, it's way more fun place to fish, and you don't have to make a 70-mile run to go fish for largemouth and try to be competitive at certain times of year, which I like. I don't like to have to, you know, commit to a huge run sometimes to go, you know, just to try to catch largemouth to try to win, and get stuck on it because it's a huge lake, almost a Great Lake-sized lake, where you can just get just blown out by the weather.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm really looking forward to that event, and it'll be a great event to in the year on. So looking forward to it.
Yes, sir, and we will certainly be pulling for you, Kelly. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about Bassmaster Magazine's 100 Best Bass Fishing Destinations. A Texas lake sits perched at number one. We'll get Kelly's thoughts on their top five. We might even mix in a little saltwater talk for all the offshore guys and gals out there. We'll be right back with more from Elite Series Pro Kelly Jordan, only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
But your heart's cold as ice. Life's paying the price. Loving you. So baby, I'm saying we're through.
All right, listen up, all you Texas outdoorsmen and women. SDS Outdoors is a top-tier manufacturer and distributor of high-quality, feature-rich, luxury outdoor products. Their product lines include luxury deer blinds, deer blind windows, gun range towers, bow fishing boats, and a whole lot more. Call SDS Outdoors at 214-551-1530 or check them out online at www.sdsoutdoors.com. Newland Real Estate is your North Texas farm and ranch acreage property specialist, and right now they have the amazing 4-star ranch listed in Salina, Texas. 74 acres of rolling terrain, mature trees, a creek, 3 ponds, and 5-acre lake offer great fishing and abundant wildlife. Thousands of feet of pipe and cable fencing outline the property, and the 8,400-square-foot Savannah-style home boasts every luxury upgrade imaginable. Of course, there's also a greenhouse, fuel house, and barn, so bring your horses. Remember, the name you can trust, Newland Real Estate. Visit NorthTexasRealEstate.com today.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Spegnell from TexasMotorCars.com. I'm here today to tell you about the best place in Texas to shop for your next vehicle. TexasMotorCars.com is a family-owned and operated business located in Addison, Texas. We have a huge inventory of pre-owned vehicles and specialize in trucks and SUVs. Please visit TexasMotorCars.com today. Come see me, Brian Spagnola. Our phone number is 972-481-1660.
Cable Smith here with my good buddy Craig Smith, owner and founder of GameGuard. And Craig, I guess the question everybody wants to know is, what inspired you to create that signature GameGuard camouflage pattern?
I had a friend of mine that challenged me to come up with a better pattern. I didn't like the patterns that fit, you know, Southwest Texas. So he said, you know, if you don't like it, do something about it. And that's really kind of where it started. I I really wanted to get the colors correct, because to me it's all about, you know, blending in and having the right tones at that time of the year. And so I just sat down and started drawing this pattern out, and it took me about a year to get it the way I wanted it and get the colors the way I wanted it. And, you know, the rest is kind of history, as they say.
Hey, Craig, we appreciate it. Made by the Texas Deer Hunter for the Texas Deer Hunter. Be sure to check out their full line of outdoor apparel at GameGuard.net. We all need a friend in the gun business, and that's why you should check out B&S Guns. Family owned and operated since 1987, we offer a lifetime warranty on all firearm purchases. At B&S, we have a gunsmith on staff at all times, and our 5,000 square foot building contains all your hunting and firearm needs. Open 7 days a week, we specialize in Nikon, Leopold, Browning, Remington, Swarovski, Benelli, Zeiss, and many more. Conveniently located in Garland, call 972-226-1816 or visit bsgunstore.com. That's bsgunstore.com.
End of the season, that's a pretty good reason for me to be headed down south, down to Laguna Madre, cruising over the causeway. There's nobody here, the coast is all clear. It's my kind of day.
There's a little Larry Joe Taylor for you on this fine Texas morn, bringing us back here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Seems pretty appropriate since we're about to get into a little saltwater talk here with our buddy Kelly Jordan. But first, just want to remind everyone to check out Rudy's Barbecue. Stop in at one of their convenient Metroplex locations for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Rudy's True Texas-Style Barbecue. Well, let's go ahead and pick it back up with Elite Series Pro Kelly Jordan. Kelly, you've obviously fished all over the country, but Bassmaster Magazine just released their top 100 bass fishing destinations in the country, and perched at number one is our very own Falcon Lake.
And rightfully so. You know, I looked at that list, and I you know, they're I mean, at least they got one thing right. Falcon's on top. I would argue very strongly on some of their other top tens. And all that stuff. But hey, you know what? That's the way they look at it, and they're maybe a little bit more objective to me, because I think the best bass fishing in the whole country is in Texas, with a few exceptions that I can count off on one hand. So, you know, that would be the California Delta, which really barely makes it. But Clear Lake, California, that's a gem. That is one of the finest places to fish in the world. Kentucky Lake in Kentucky, Lake Okeechobee in Florida. You know, I probably would have to say Gunnersville, too. Uh-huh. Gunnersville is, I mean, it just kicks them out. It used to not be as good as it is, but recently it's just blown the doors off of the, just as a fish factory. So that would be the, is that five?
Yes, sir, including Falcon. That would be your top five. Great stuff. Let's shift gears now and get into something else that you're really passionate about, and that is offshore fishing. The Elite Series will have about a two-month break, you know, through June and July, and I bet you've already got plans to head down to the Texas coast at least once or twice.
Absolutely. I mean, I would like to live down at the coast at some point, and hopefully I will. But until then, I get down when I can. Time allowing, I love it down there. It's just a different kind of fishing, a different kind of place, and getting way offshore, I don't get a chance to do it near as much as I'd like, obviously, but I usually get down there at least four or five or six times a summer. And man, it's just a beautiful place if you can hit those windows right where it's not rough. Because, you know, you really can't fish if it gets too rough out there, and you can't make those long runs because you have to travel, you know, pretty good ways off the coast to get to the real good deep water, blue water kind of stuff. You know, at least 30 or 40 miles usually for the offshore fishing that I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
It's typically 40 to 60 miles out is where we go, and sometimes a lot farther than that. You know, even up to 120 something miles if we go to some of those spar rigs way offshore and fish for, you know, tuna.
Uh-huh.
Man, I tell you what, that is one of the most beautiful places when you catch it right, but it sure can get bad in a hurry out there. But that's why you got to watch the weather and have a good, you know, good boat and good power behind you. And like I said, when you hit those windows, it is beautiful, beautiful. Not only big fish, but lots of them. And believe it or not, they're pretty tasty as well.
Well, red snapper is my favorite.
Ah, yeah, red snapper I is great. My favorites are grouper, wahoo, and yellowfin tuna. That's my top three.
See, I've never caught grouper, so I haven't probably eaten it. We'll have to take you down there
and hook you into one. I don't know if you saw on Bassmaster website. I guess it was 2 or 3 years ago. We had a photographer from Bass come down and fish with us for a couple days. My friend Bill Cannon was the captain on his boat, and then Jeff Creek came and I was there, and then a couple other friends, and Jeff caught a huge grouper. I think it was like 130 or 150 pounds.
Wow. So
there were pictures of that on Bass.
Awesome.
So anytime you want to come down, man, I'd much rather you reel them in than me.
I'll sign up for that, man.
We'll put you to work, and then we'll laugh at you getting your butt kicked and just go, come on, don't give up yet. No handing off the rod either. That's what we always tell everybody. And they go, don't worry, I won't hand it off. I'm like, yeah, you just think so.
Oh, I'm too proud to do that.
No handoffs. So anyway, but that is fun. We joke around like that. But yeah, man, those fish, you know, you get on the big amberjack, the big grouper, the big stuff. Man, you talk about big fish, big tackle, big line, 200-pound braided line that doesn't stretch. You can put the heat on them, but at the same time, if you can put the heat on them, they can put the heat back on you real good. So it is a pretty stout battle, and that's the way we like it.
Oh, man. I mean, just catching a 15-pound red snapper and reeling that thing up 100 feet, do that a couple times, and that'll wear your butt out, too. I can't imagine catching something that weighs 130 pounds.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't catch it, and Jeff Creek did. And there were several pictures of me getting in his face and, like, going, come on, because it about killed him. I mean, and I never will forget, after he got the fish in the boat, before we took the pictures, he just leaned against the center console, and he just put his head on his arm for a minute and was just trying to recover, because it about killed him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. If you wanted to put a shout out to June 1st, I think it's the opening of the federal red snapper season.
Oh yeah, and it actually ends July 10th, so I'm heading down there the weekend of the 23rd. That's for sure.
And let me tell you something: the endangered red snapper, where the limit is two. Let me tell you something about the endangered red snapper that our government has declared endangered, and it's so political, it's retarded. I fished on the coast for years, for 20 years, okay, or more. And we caught tons of red snapper back then. And since they've closed the seasons, you know, a lot of things happen for the snapper. They closed all the seasons, which is ridiculous in my opinion, because our waters were teeming with red snapper, and now they're so teeming with them, it's retarded. I mean, it's ridiculous out there. The not only did at the same time they had all these closures and these the bag limits went to nothing. Gas prices went to $4 a barrel, and that put a big hit on, you know, a lot of people making those runs out to get them because it's just so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go fishing, we get a big enough crew, you know, to split the cost up enough to where it doesn't kill you. Because I mean, you talk about a gas bill, you know, you got to get at least 5 or 6 guys to split it up to, you know, make it to where, you know, you can really go out there and fish and then not just kill you in the pocketbook. So that coupled with regulations that are in place, I went out offshore actually about a month or two ago, and we were trying to catch bait. Which are blue runners, usually, or hardtails, some people call them, to fish for the big amberjack and the big grouper and stuff that, you know, we actually could keep. And I've never seen so many red snapper in my life. Swimming around on the surface where we're trying to catch bait, and we had to just leave because we couldn't keep the red snappers off our hooks.
I have seen them pretty thick as well. Maybe not like that, but what is equally stupid is that if you catch one out of season at, you know, 100 feet, you're going to reel that thing in. Its swim bladder is going to inflate, and it's going to take a lot of skill to keep that fish from dying once you throw it back.
It's crazy. I mean, they're the crappie of the ocean, basically. The limit is 2 offshore. Texas has retained their limit of 4, but they just, that's a long story.
Well, you're not going to find a really nice-sized red snapper in Texas waters anyway.
Not in the wintertime, you could.
Yeah.
And in the really cold month, they will come and chill, and they are vulnerable. You know, within 9 miles of the coast, that's Texas state waters. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, yeah, you're pretty much, that's where they mostly live. Man, they're out there so thick. So whoever gets out there on June 1st, you know, if you have 6 people in your boat, you could probably make 12 casts and have your 6-man limit of 2 each and be done.
Yeah.
When we got out to where we were fishing for bait, it was actually a wreck offshore in about 200 feet of water and pretty far offshore. And we were looking for the blue runners. They'll usually be up on top. you catch them on oil rigs as well that are, of course, standing out of the water.
Uh-huh.
But where we were going in our line, it just was easier to go to one of these wrecks. And in the past, we've had no problem catching them. The snapper were actually swimming around on the surface. We pulled up, and I stood up on the gunwale and stood up high on the and to kind of get a view and try to see where the bait was. And there's these red things swimming around in the water. And they were the endangered red snapper by the thousands.
Yep.
Up on the surface in 200 feet of water. Swimming around looking for something to eat. It was, I could have thrown a Kim J out there in my topwater and caught him. I wished I would have had one. That would have been kind of fun. or a popper or something like that, or a big Sammy. You could have caught him whatever you wanted. It was crazy. So whoever gets a chance to get down there, it's not going to be me because I'll be at Toledo Bend. But then I hope the water's slick. It looks like it's going to be a little bit rough this weekend. But hopefully it calms down. Whoever gets a chance to go out there, man, I'll tell you what. The good thing is they're snapper by the thousand. The bad thing is the limit's two, and you're going to be done fishing in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's only a six-week season again. I think it's from June 1st through July 10th.
Yeah, it's a shame. But anyway, they're out there by the big ones. Go catch you some. I encourage everybody to get some because, man, they are, like you said, they're your favorite fish to eat. They are really good. What's your favorite way to cook them?
Oh, I just love to make ceviche, man, with fresh snapper. You know, cut up the fish, add some tomatoes, onions, cilantro, and then the lime juice.
Mm-hmm.
Let that mixture marinate in the refrigerator for about 8 to 12 hours and just, you know, eat it with tortilla chips. It is awesome.
That's pretty good stuff. My favorite way, and this is because I'm pretty lazy, when you fillet them, just leave them on their skin on with the scales, everything. Just fillet them one down and don't make the next pass with the knife to cut the skin off. You know how you do with everything else. It makes cleaning them a lot quicker. And then all you got to do is throw them on the grill and put the scale side, skin side down. Cook them on about medium low heat and keep the top, it's butter, whatever you want to put on there. Keep it moist and just cook them on the grill like that. And you know, it's called snapper on the half shell, same way you cook redfish, on the half shell too. You can do it with pretty much any fish, but it works great with red snapper.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I tell you what, that's my favorite way. And you just put your fork on there, and it just pulls right off the skin and tastes like crab meat. It's awesome.
Mm, tough to beat, man. But, you know, one other way I don't mind eating them is just right there on the dock when we're cleaning them. Just cut off a nice piece and eat it raw.
Giddy up. We've always done that when we've caught the weed lines and caught the dolphin out there, the little mahi-mahis. So.
And I'm pretty sure that the yellowfin is pretty good that way as well.
Dinner doesn't require much additional stuff. Just grab them and eat them. You don't have to put much, a little soy sauce maybe, and then you're good. But pretty much just chill them in the cooler and then cut the shoulder off one and cut little strips out of it, and then you're ready to go.
Right on, brother. Kelly, one other thing I wanted to ask you. If you got your drop time buck back from the taxidermist yet?
No, haven't got him back yet, but I did get a bill on my email yesterday. So I guess he's getting close.
Oh, right on.
I can't wait to get that back from him because – it's the drop tying buck, and like, you know, I talked to you about earlier, I've never seen one personally in the field that had a real drop tying that sticks straight down off outside of the beam, and that's what I've got. So very blessed to have seen that animal and take him. So
I certainly look forward to seeing a picture of the finished product, man. That is pretty sweet. Good luck on Toledo Bend next weekend, brother.
Thanks, Cable. Always great talking to you.
Likewise, my friend. We'll touch base again soon.
All right, sounds good.
So there he goes, our favorite Elite Series pro, the pride of Mineola, Texas, Kelly Jordan, all-around good guy and all-around outdoorsman, very knowledgeable on a lot of different stuff, especially bass fishing. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by one of Texas' most influential artists of the past 20 years. It's the great Pat Green, coming up only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
My brother and I used to go down to Georgia's bar. We could be goes until they close down the place. Talk about a lifelong ambition. And I still recall a smile upon his face.
Listen up, North Texas. Fox Pools and Patios wants to help you beat that Texas heat. Whether you want a custom swimming pool or a custom shade arbor, Fox Pools and Patios has you covered. Offering cedar patio covers for only $17 per square foot and flagstone patios with a concrete base for only $8 per square foot. Also specializing in water features unlike any others and outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. So beat the heat and call 972-369-6672 today. That's Fox Pools and Patios at 972-369-6672.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargoes anywhere. CM Cargoes, Wells Cargoes, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Cable Smith here for Magnolite, a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s. Over the past decade, Magnolite has continued to support our troops, but now they have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID camouflage Go Light Striker with handheld remote. That's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand, ideal for predator and hog hunting. They also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. So go Texan and go Magnolite. Check them out at www.magnolite.com for all your outdoor lighting needs.
Sweetwater Creek Bow Hunting Ranch was designed specifically with the Texas bow hunter in mind. And of course, we hunt axis, fallow, and red deer through mid-March. Right now, hunters choose between $100 off your hunt or adding a doe to your harvest at no cost, whichever you choose. Our 2,500-acre high-fence, bow-only ranch is located just outside DFW in Decatur. Call Jim Bob Little at 940-393-5853 or visit sweetwatercreekbowhunt.com to book your hunt today.
I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIGuns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the
1911. We talk about the dirt brown shoes you wore on his feet. But I said I'm tired and weary. I've been riding a long way. Let me rest my eyes for now.
All right, brand new stuff there from Pat Green. Jesus on a Greyhound's the name of that one off the new record, Songs We Wish We'd Written Too. I'm Cable Smith, by the way, welcoming everybody back to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered by Hoff Power Polaris. And we're actually about to be joined by Pat himself here. But first, I need to remind y'all to check out Drop Tine Hunting, Southwest Texas' finest in whitetails, ducks, dove, audad, and a whole lot more. They hunt only the most well-managed ranches, so check them out at droptinehunting.com to book your hunt today. Well, now, without further ado, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome one of the all-time greats, one of my favorite Texas country artists, Pat Green. Thanks for dropping in, man.
Dude, I'm happy to be here. I'm not in Texas. I mean, I am actually in Kansas City.
That's life on the open road, man. And I'm sure that you're out there promoting the new record, Songs We Wish We'd Written Too.
Sure am, and I had a heck of a run with it. Went to number 3 on iTunes on the release week, which is really good for us in the country world. It went to number 15 on all, as far as all records are concerned. So, you know, for a little old Texas boy, it's pretty high cotton, I guess.
Well, it's an awesome record. There's a really eclectic mix. I mean, you've got Springsteen, Tom Petty, Lyle Lovett, all sorts of great stuff on there. So what went into choosing the tracks for the record?
About 10 beers and some pizza. Honestly, we got together as a band and said, okay, what do y'all want to cut? What do you want to cut? What do you want to cut? How do you feel about this song? How do you feel about that song? And, you know, it was a discussion as much as it was a plan. And, you know, before the end of the day, you know, it was basically done. And everybody was excited. And that's, you can really feel that in within the confines of the recording.
Uh-huh. And you know, I was listening to the record the other day and I heard a familiar voice. Your old buddy Corey Morrow was jamming out with you on one of the tracks.
Yeah, it was If I Had a Boat
By a while,
right.
I love it.
That's right. Great tune there. And by the way, folks can check out the entire record on iTunes or, of course, at patgreen.com. Let's change it up, though, and talk a little bit about your time in Nashville. Obviously, you had a lot of success there, but, you know, from what I've heard you say recently, at least what I've read, you know, you seem to be glad to be back home playing Texas music in the Lone Star State.
Well, I never had a problem saying that. I never left Texas. I've never been a resident of Tennessee at any time in my life. But I certainly think that if you're going to get on mainstream radio and have a music career that lasts more than 10 minutes, you have to be on the radio nationwide. It's just very difficult to do it otherwise. And, you know, we came to a point in our lives where, you know, my music was certainly very big around our state and, you know, had an opportunity to go out there and make it big. And I was not thinking, you know, that I wanted to be Van Halen. I thought I want to be Willie Nelson.
Right.
I want to be George Strait. And so, you know, I went there and gave it my try the same way Willie did. Willie went up there and did the same thing. So did Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and everybody else too. But, you know, it works for some, doesn't work for others. And, you know, we got really, really close. I'll tell you that. We've sure had a lot of luck with it. But at the same time, at the end of the day, you know, I'm very happy that, you know, my time with RCA was wonderful. I love those guys. But I'm really glad to not be there making records by committee. I'm just happy to be making music on my own terms, really, more than anything.
Well, Pat, for me, you're one of the folks who really changed my perspective on country music. You know, as a youngster, I was listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd and Pearl Jam and, you know, basically rock until about ninth grade. And I guess this little girl I was dating at the time, she popped Carry On in the CD player. And, man, I tell you what, it was like a light bulb went off and totally changed my perspective. And it's really been one of my favorite albums ever since then.
You know, Carry On to this day is still, you know, between that and Wave on Wave are my two favorite songs to play every single night of my life. And I feel like at the times that God gives you, you know, an opening and says, hey, this is going to be your, you know, your happiness. It's going to be at least part of your happiness. And certainly the day that Walt Wilkins and I wrote Carry On was certainly one of the greatest pieces of happiness of my life.
Pretty cool, brother. Hey, let's change it up for a second, Pat. I want to ask you about an old familiar stomping ground that we happen to share. When was the last time you stopped in for a Big O at George's?
Wow, that's been a long time. You know, I sat in there with Sammy early on this year in the morning and had a little early lunch, but we weren't drinking any beer. But, you know, so just earlier this year, Sammy owns the place and, you know, it's like hanging out with Moses, you know, and, you know, he's certainly got life figured out. But at any rate, he's a guy that I certainly love and trust. And my favorite sandwich in the world is named after me. They changed the name, so which I can't explain, but I appreciate it.
Oh, I've had the sandwich. It's pretty damn good. But, you know, when I was in college, I used to go in and order the Baylor Beggars. You know, you get like five rolls and a side of ranch for a dollar. And that way you still had a little money left over for beer.
Nothing wrong with that. I think we all went through that. Mine was Taco Cabana. I mean, you can get, when I was in college, you can get a dozen tortillas for a dollar and then, you know, load up on all the freebies out there on the island.
There you go. Pat, West Texas Holiday really has kind of become a cult favorite among the Texas outdoorsmen. I mean, you can hear it being played at just about any deer camp throughout the Lone Star State. So obviously hunting and fishing seems to be something that you really enjoyed in your life. Are you still able to get out there and do much of that these days?
Not as much. And certainly, you know, as I've gotten older, as anybody else, I've gotten older and, you know, I got kids and business to tend to. And I certainly, you know, what I really do, I think more than anything now, is that when I get to do it, I appreciate it more. Whereas I kind of, as a young man, I probably took it for granted.
Tell us a little bit about one of your fondest hunting experiences. I don't know, maybe it's something from your childhood or, heck, maybe taking one of your kids hunting.
I was hunting with Mike Mursky, whose dad, Ray, just passed, and God rest his soul. But we were out there at his ranch down in Meridian, Texas. And Norman Schwarzkopf was there, General Schwarzkopf, I should say, excuse me. And you know, it was a wing dinger for sure. I mean, there was all kind of fun, famous people there, and I was a young man. And they made me feel like kind of one of the herd, if you will. And I took down my biggest buck.
Very cool. How big was that buck?
156.
Wow.
For me at that time was an amazing thing. And then to sing to General Schwarzkopf, I was a pretty happy kid. That was 20 years ago, so I can't tell you exactly what my score was. BNC wise, I mean.
I hear you. I mean, heck, 150 or 160, either way, that's a lot bigger than any deer I've ever shot. It's a really nice buck. What about as far as fishing goes? I know a lot of guys on the Texas music scene really like to get down to the coast and take advantage of our saltwater fishery.
I love the reds. You know, some of my favorite time was down on Copano Bay, you know, pulling reds out of the water. But, you know, I never caught anything that's just amazing. I think the biggest one I ever caught was 31 inches long.
Dang, that's a pretty good fish, though.
Still was a good fish, no doubt about it. Honestly, I've learned to listen to guides.
Hey, the guide's the way to go if you're only going to do it a couple times a year, you know. I mean, it'd save a lot of frustration and make that trip very relaxing, that's for sure.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt fun is fun. But, you know, I love singing for a living, and I love that, you know, God allowed me to be blessed enough to, you know, literally, you know, I work a couple hours a day. And rest of the time, man, all I do, if I ain't fishing or hunting, I'm thinking about fishing or hunting.
Right on. Well, I knew you liked to get down to the coast because you're headlining a couple of deals here coming up, I think in June. The first one is the Texas Game Wardens Association fundraising fishing tournament, and that's, you know, designed to get more kids into the outdoors, all the proceeds going towards that. And I believe that is June 15th and 16th in Port Aransas, and you're headlining that deal.
That's right.
That's a pretty cool thing there that our game wardens put on. And then I guess just a couple weeks after that, you'll be headlining the first ever CCA Texas concert for conservation.
That's right. That's right. I'm looking forward to both events. And then, you know, I'll be doing as much work as I can between here and there to make as much money for them as we can and make sure that the event turns out. But, you know, all I say is that, you know, the folks that are coming out to the deal, they know what this is all about. They know what they understand life, and that, you know, to give back is really the true joy. You know, getting money's fun, but giving it away is a heck of a lot more fun.
Yes, sir. Pat, are you going to squeeze in some red fishing when you're down there?
You know, I sure hope so. You know, but that depends on this one thing in my life called a wife.
Well, I'm right there with you on the wife, but we don't have any kids yet, so got a little more freedom.
Right on. Well, you know, listen, it's a welcome. To call kids a burden is a mistake. They certainly are a blessing. And, you know, Corey and I, our two kids, Kelsey and Rainey, you know, they make the world go around as far as I know.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that day, my friend. One more question for you, Pat. I'm always interested to know what my favorite musicians are listening to these days. So what's getting the most play on your iPod right now?
Man, that's an interesting thing. You know, I still listen to a heck of a lot of Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, and my old standards. Waylon Jennings is definitely at the top of the list. I think new guys, I listen to a lot of Bob Schneider. Of course, on the rock side, I listen to a lot of Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty. New guys, Josh Abbott's doing really well. Of course, Eli Young's doing great. And, you know, I'm just excited to see. There's a lot of bands out there. Hudson Moore's got my attention. There's a lot of bands out there that are making great music.
Good stuff, buddy. Y'all be sure to check out the new record, Songs We Wish We'd Written Too. Of course, you can follow Pat on Twitter. He's also on Facebook.
That's right.
And, of course, you can find the record on the website, patgreen.com, and on iTunes. Well, Pat, it's certainly been a pleasure, and we look forward to seeing you down in Port A on June the 16th for the Texas Game Warden Association Fishing Tournament. Take care, buddy.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for having me on there, and I hope all y'all have a great weekend, whatever you're doing.
So there he goes, one of the all-time greats from the Texas country music scene, Pat Green. Here's another tune off the new record, Songs We Wish We'd Written Too. By the way, I've got a copy of this record I'm going to send out to the first person to text in the word redfish on the text line today. That number is 214-289-7807. That's redfish. That's Pat's favorite fish, to 214-289-7807. And I'll give you a brand spanking new copy of Songs We Wish We'd Written Too. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Colonel Pete Flores. This week, Colonel Flores retired after 27 years as a Texas Parks and Wildlife game warden. And we'll reflect on his career at the helm of our state's wildlife law enforcement agency. That's coming up only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
If I had a boat, go out on the ocean. If I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. If we could all together go out on the ocean, me upon my pony on my boat.
Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com. Rockwall Marine is North Texas' premier boat dealership, offering the finest lineup of fishing boats anywhere. Mercury, Yamaha, Evinrude, Basscat, Alumacraft, and War Eagle. Yep, you'll find them all at Rockwall Marine. Also specializing in all aspects of rigging, from power poles and electronics to motors and trolling motors. So whether you're looking for a new or used boat, parts, or service, Rockwall Marine is your one-stop boating center. Call Tommy Yetz at 972-771-4442 or visit rockwallmarine.com today.
Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers is DFW's number one source for trailers. In addition to utility trailers, we have the largest selection of cargoes anywhere. CM Cargoes, Wells Cargoes, Hallmark, Cargo Craft, and Pace. You want it, we got it. Come and get it. Call 972-501-0200 or go to BigTexDFW.com. That's Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at LoneStarAgCredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Alaska's all-inclusive Kodiak Sportsman's Lodge is the place to go for the fishing trip of a lifetime. You'll enjoy Alaska's highest bag limits for king salmon, black sea bass, yellow eye, lingcod, silver salmon, and halibut. Only 7 boats operate out of Old Harbor, and Kodiak owns 4 of them, so fishing pressure is never an issue. Drop lines within 20 minutes of the lodge in waters that are weather-protected in the Sitka-Litik Strait. Call 866-744-8777 or visit KodiakSportsmansLodge.com to book your fishing trip on Kodiak Island, one of the last great American frontiers.
Whitetail season has come and gone, but that doesn't mean it's time to stop hunting. Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
Howdy folks, this is Aaron Watson, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show with my buddy Cable Smith.
You know she was right, we were wrong, nothing more than a pretty song about a boy who loved a girl from San Angelo.
There's a little Aaron Watson for you, bringing us back on the Lone Star Outdoor Show, powered, of course, by Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith. Thanking each and every one of you for choosing to spend a part of your weekend with me on the most entertaining, educational, and controversial hour of outdoor programming on the airwaves. This segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by STI Guns. Their full line of pistols is Texas-made right there in Georgetown, and my 9mm is by far the most reliable pistol I've ever owned. Visit STIGuns.com to see their full line of handguns today. Let's go ahead and welcome our next guest this morning. He retired this week after 27 years as a Texas Parks and Wildlife Game Warden, including the past seven as the head of the entire law enforcement division. Colonel Pete Flores, welcome to the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure's mine. It's always good to be able to talk to you and to hear about things going out in the great outdoors.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And man, after 27 years, you finally put down the badge for good this past week.
Yeah, it'd be 27 great years and a great privilege. And I guess I'm officially going to be a civilian. And it feels good. Kind of have emotional ties to the outfit. I kind of grew up with it. And we all have different chapters in our life. And I'm moving on to the next one of mine.
Well, Colonel, walk us through your career. I know you graduated from Texas A&M, but how did you eventually end up as the head of Texas Parks and Wildlife's Law Enforcement Division?
Well, I had the privilege to be able to attend Texas A&M University, and I worked my way through working at the vet school, actually, and it was a way for a poor boy from Laredo to get a great education. And I finished up there in 83 and joined up with Parks and Wildlife. And, of course, that was in the middle 80s and a lot of things going on in conservation in the state, including all the redfish poaching that was going on and netting. And I was hired on as one of the newly minted saltwater stamp game wardens, you know, when the saltwater stamp was enacted by the legislature. And in that was an increase in enforcement. And mm-hmm. That's how I was one of those guys. And I didn't know it at the time, but I was heading for the coast after graduation. But, you know, being an old South Texas guy from Laredo, and then after graduation from the academy, sent me to Anahuac in Chambers County to work the Galveston Bay. And I learned how to basically be a salty dog and someone who knew how to use the marsh. And it was a great learning experience and different culture, but great people there, days of high adventure. Mm-hmm. Spent 9 years in Anahuac and Chambers County, and then went back to Brazos County as a game warden in Brazos County, and working the Navasot and the Brazos and all that, Givens Creek, you know, as well as the Post Oak Savannah was a great experience, and great being back in Aggieland was good. And opportunity came by and got promoted to district supervisor, and went back to Southeast Texas to Beaumont and was chief in Beaumont for about 3 years. Had Jefferson, Hardin, and Orange counties, and the Sabine Lake, and out 9 nautical miles into the Gulf. You know, pretty you know, good times. Went there, moved to San Antonio. San Antonio was district supervisor in the 7 county area, including the San Antonio Metroplex. From there to San Angelo, and became regional director of the Far West, and got to experience the Far West Texas environment and the people and the culture. And what a great place. Had from Angelo to El Paso down to the Big Bend, and mm-hmm. It was a pretty neat experience. And then came up that opportunity arose again, and as deputy director of law enforcement for field operations here in Austin. So I came to Austin to work for Colonel Jim Steinbaugh at the time, and be kind of his chief deputy. I had the privilege of working with a fine man and a visionary and a great game warden and leader, and learned a lot from him. And then after he moved on and retired, and I was successful in becoming the director of law enforcement and trying to step in some big shoes. And here 7 years later, I'm retiring. And that's about it in a nutshell.
Yes, indeed. In a career spanning almost 3 decades, Colonel Flores, you know, you've seen and done a lot. What are a couple things you're the most proud of that happened under your watch? I know that the Game Warden Training Facility went from that dated 6-acre complex there in Austin where you were trained to a new 220-acre campus with a 39,000-square-foot building out there in Hamilton County.
Yeah, you know, I want to emphasize that we work here in the outfit. We work as a team, and can't claim it all, you know, that I did it, because certainly we did it, and I just happened to be in a position of leadership. But certainly, I want to just say up front that the men and women out there, and the people I work with, and Bob Cook and Carter Smith and Scott Borff and all the others, our commission, well, made this thing possible, as our legislature. But certainly, yes, the Game Board and Training Center in Hamilton, I feel, is probably one of the crown jewels of our watch. As Texas, Texas goes, we have probably the finest conservation law enforcement training center in the world, and we were able to do that on our watch, and something Texans should be very proud of. I think I've had the privilege of being able to hire about 60% of the force, and it's a very young force right now, but great bunch of young men and women. And that are going to carry the outfit into the future. I think that investment in human capital, and talent, and purpose is probably, I would think, something that will have an impact in the Game Warden Service for generations to come. The infrastructure we've been able to build, our equipment has been modernized. Our weapon systems across the board, from what the wardens carry in their pistols and rifles and boats and even up to our M240Bs that we had to get for our border service. All across the board, we've been able to increase that. Our ability to be able to serve Texas in all capacities in our law enforcement off the pavement is something that we're very proud of. Texans see us, they know that they have someone there who's squared away and was there to serve them and doesn't forget that that's the reason that they're there, is to serve Texas.
Well, once again, we're visiting with Colonel Pete Flores on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Of course, Colonel Flores having just retired after 27 years with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Law Enforcement Division. And, a few things that you're really passionate about: undercover investigations, interstate wildlife crime investigations, as well as greater border security. But, Colonel, one thing that I really loved about your watch was your dedication to improving community involvement. And whether that was having a game warden out at a Delta waterfowl event, helping kids identify ducks, or at a kidfish event at Cabela's, you really seem to be passionate about getting your officers involved within the community.
Yes, sir, we do, and we deeply believe in our communities and being part of our communities. And whether you're a game warden or a highway patrolman or, a sheriff, in all law enforcement, it all begins with effectiveness. If you don't have a good relationship with the community, you don't remember who you're there to serve, then you're in the wrong business. And Game Warden Service has been using that model since 1895, and we certainly, as the bedrock that we operate on, and something I know that will continue if future generations. And of course, our environment, wildlife crimes. If you look at criminal enterprises in the world, of the top three, the first one obviously would be drugs. Mm-hmm. The second one is gun running, weapons, and the third one is wildlife and the trafficking in wildlife products. Hmm. Those are the top three criminal enterprises in the world. And, when you're dealing with exploitation of resources for commercial purposes, going to Asia and Europe and other places have a huge demand for natural resources for consumption and medicines and things like that, at the same time, they're depriving us of our heritage, in our North American wildlife model. Wildlife belongs to we, the people, and it's up to us to protect that heritage and from exploitation. And of course, it brings a lot of money to those folks, and we took big steps to be able to curb that here in Texas, and working with our partners in the United States as a whole to knock that down and not have wildlife be in the top three.
And we certainly appreciate that as sportsmen and women. Now, over 27 years, I'm sure you've seen some poachers and other criminals do some pretty stupid stuff while out in the field. So what is the dumbest thing that you've ever had a perp try and do?
Well, I could probably go for hours on stuff like that. And, I once ran into an old boy when I was stationed in Brazos County one night that, I heard a shot, and I thought, there we go. I got him. He's right nearby me because it was fairly close. When I looked into this, there was a cemetery to my left, and it was kind of a half moonlit night, and But in the tombstones, I noticed a man standing there holding a rifle. And then that's when I realized that there was some old crazy guy in the boneyard there holding a rifle, and he just shot at me, you know.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, so I lit him up and told him I was state game warden. And by lit him up, I mean lit him up with lights, not with weapons.
Right.
But, you know, and... you know, he dropped his weapons. There was a 22 Hornet, I believe it was, and he apparently was living in that graveyard, and he was tired of he, as he said, tired of the Aggies driving by and waking him up, and he thought I was just another Aggie, which I was, which I am, and I guess I did wake him up, but you know, certainly that's no reason to be. You know, first of all, living in a graveyard, and then shooting at folks. But that night he shot the wrong guy, and it went. You know, he got handled, but pretty bizarre.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of things I've seen that I really can't describe on the air. Sure. But crazy stuff, folks. You know, doing some really, you know, crazy things, but. A lot of times, you know, what the sad part is that they're teaching their young kids how to do that crazy stuff, too. People, you know, people do a lot of crazy things, and it's been very interesting.
Yeah, I'd say so. Getting shot at by some dude living in a graveyard, that's pretty insane. What are you going to do with all this newfound free time? I guess you'll be able to hunt and fish a lot more.
Certainly, I've got some grandbabies, baby boys that live over there in Bridge City, and I'd like to spend a little more time with them, but I'm being blessed to be able to retire at a relatively young age since I started early, and we'll see what type of opportunities present themselves or whatever interests me, and, you know, as a workaholic type of individual and someone who's driven, I recognize that, yeah, I'm not going to stop working, per se, but moving on to the next chapter, and whatever I do, I can assure you all that I appreciate your support of conservation and of your game wardens in the field, and that wherever I land, man, I'm at your service.
Mm-hmm.
What I loved, you know, when I had the time, and I guess I'm going to make the time now, is more of it is, you know, I did, you know, I love to bass fish, and bass fishing's pretty fun, and I always enjoyed that, and the times that, you know, when I was in Anahuac, I did enjoy being in the marsh and hunting ducks, and one of my most memorable experiences in the marsh was the privilege of being able to watch a peregrine falcon take a teal over a lake. That was an amazing thing.
Wow.
Amazing thing. If you've never seen that, it's one of the wonders. And you know, it's being from being in South Texas brush country, that's where my soul's at. And although everything there will bite and sting you and scratch you, well, to me, it's home.
Yeah, right on.
You know, sure. So to be, of course, hunting some cat squirrels in a river bottom on a quiet morning, that's not bad either.
No, it sure isn't, my friend. Well, one other thing to mention, congratulations on receiving the first ever Legacy Award from the National Association of Conservation Law Enforcement Chiefs.
Great honor, and I'm still speechless of that recognition from my peers in the United States, and I guess what we're doing in Texas here is something that everyone else is looking as a model, and I know, you know, I'm very confident that whoever takes my place will assume this seat and do it better than I ever could.
Well, Colonel, you certainly are a humble individual, one who has led by example. We appreciate your service to our state's outdoorsmen and women over these past 27 years, and of course your dedication to help protect our state's wildlife and resources that we all love so much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, and appreciate the support for conservation, and God bless Texas.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Adios.
So there he goes, the newly retired Colonel Pete Flores. We appreciate his time, as well as the great Pat Green, and of course, our longtime friend of the show and Elite Series angler, Kelly Jordan. Always enjoy talking big bass or saltwater fishing or whatever the heck we get into with Kelly. That is going to do it for this weekend. We are out of time. Thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Here's a brand new one from Willie and Lucas Nelson, taking us on home. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see.
no one knows this more than me. As I come clean, nothing you would take, everything you gave.
Love you till I die, meet you on the other side.